Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
It's like I used to tell my wife, I do not apologize.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
So I think I'm wrong. And if you don't like it, you can leave. And I say the same thing to my current wife, and I'll say it to my next one, too.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are talking gas prices, and also we're going to talk politics here with Mr. Bob Seska from the Huffington Post. On Thursday, it is our big mother competition.
I can't wait.
$1,000 on the line, and all mothers, all our pregnant moms, will receive a $50 gift card from ProFlowers.com. And they will get a pregnancy massage from the Red Door Spa. That's this Mother's Day.
Buzz will be giving that?
Wrapper in luxury, Rob.
Oh, yes.
With Red Door Spa packages.
They're very good, actually.
Carrie's done that.
Really?
Well, not when she was pregnant, but...
She got a pregnancy massage when she wasn't pregnant?
No, she didn't get a pregnancy massage. She did the whole Day of Beauty thing there. It's fantastic.
I'd actually...
It's beautiful, Meredith.
I'd like to see you... Beautiful.
It's really wonderful, Meredith.
I'd like to see what a pregnancy massage is about.
Yeah.
I'd let them massage my belly.
Maybe it's not the belly.
I would love that. I'd enjoy that right now. Are we getting Beth Ann? Are we getting Bob Seska on the line? Beth Ann's having herself a little bit of a day. Let's go to Ronald in Warrenton. Ronald, did you get your prize yet?
Mike?
Hi, Ronald. How are you?
Hey, Miguel. How you doing?
How's it going today?
Pretty good. Just waiting. I'm patient. Don't worry.
You're what?
I'm patient. Don't worry.
He's been on hold for a bit, I guess.
You're the same guy that was waiting for you. You're waiting for Bob Saget tickets, right?
We got Bob, Mike.
Oh, he's gone. They just hung up on him.
I see.
We have Bob
on 10. Hold on. They hung up on him. I swear to God.
Pulled the rug right out from under you.
All right. Without further ado, let's go to Mr. Bob
Seska. How's your day?
Bob, how are you?
Hello.
Bob, how's the pollen treating you today?
The pollen's lovely, and I'm feeling lucky to be alive.
That's good. Bob, it's another big day. It's another big day for drugs. The candidates are getting excited. You're not obviously in Indiana or North Carolina today, are you?
No. Sadly, I can't be in Indiana today.
I know you'd love to be. You have a home there, don't you?
Yeah, I have a shore home, actually. Beach property.
Bob,
in
you,
Indiana.
Bob, you right. Incredible left-wing maniac. I was reading a lot of your posts. And Bob, you get angry about the same things I get angry about this whole Reverend Wright stuff. You've been writing a lot about it. And, now it really doesn't matter because everybody's going to the polls. It's the big day. It's politics as spectator sport. And I'm just curious as to what you think's going to happen today. Who's going to win this damn thing? Is it going to be over?
Yeah, it really should be. And by rights, it ought to be. I mean, if you look at all the numbers and do all the calculations and add up all the delegates and states won and so forth, it ought to have been over 2 weeks ago.
And it isn't. And I think that one of the things that you railed against, and I was talking about this, a couple of weeks ago, is the fact that, this guy, Reverend Wright, has become an issue as much as people might want to bitch about it. The fact is that that seems to have cut into Barack Obama's lead, especially in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, I mean, that might be part of it. I mean, it's really, really hard to tell. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I honestly believe that, in a way, I think the amount of coverage that the Reverend Wright controversy received in the cable news and so forth actually could create a backlash.
Really? I haven't heard anybody say that. So you're saying that all this coverage, they might, the Barack supporters might come out and say enough of this crap?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the main thing happening here, and I think that's where you're going to see a lot of in North Carolina tonight, because I think Senator Obama's win is going to be decisive and big.
Oh, you do think so? You think it's going to be a huge win?
Yes, I do. And I think it's due in large part to, I think, a lot of people energized by the fact that, look, they came at Senator Obama for weeks on end with this Reverend Wright business, which was nothing but fear-mongering. I mean, it really was. I mean, just be scared of the screaming, shouting, angry black man. And that's what it was all about. And I think what you're going to see are a lot of people going, you know what? We don't care.
And I don't think people really do care.
No.
The people that I hear that care are the people that were predisposed to support another candidate in the first place. But it does speak to the issue of race. Mm-hmm. And I think that is significant. And the one question I had for you, I didn't think this until about a week ago. But now I really do believe all of this is really hurting the eventual Democratic candidate. It's too much. It's gone on for too long. Do you think after the dust settles, no matter who the nominee is, that McCain's just going to have a leg up on this because they've been infighting for so long?
Yeah, I mean, there's been the camps have been evenly divided, I think, and as far as my opinion goes, easily. I mean, this is every day that this continues forward, this helps John McCain. Because the longer, and I always focus on the cable news channels because they seem to be the loudest.
Yes, and they're the prettiest, too.
Exactly. And as they continue to cover Hillary versus Obama, they're spending less and less time on McCain.
You got to be gay for Keith Olbermann. I would think you'd be gay for Keith Olbermann.
Oh, I love Keith Olbermann.
Sure.
In fact, I'm hiding under his desk right now.
You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is Hillary ever going to concede no matter what happens? I mean, is there enough pressure that exists in the world, diamond-producing pressure, that's going to be required no matter what? Even if she loses both tonight, I mean, do you think it's ever going to happen?
No. Honest to God, I think the internal Clinton slogan is, she's in it to win it in 2012. I mean, whether it's, deliberately kind of chipping away at Obama's mystique and helping McCain to win in November, and thus she has an opportunity to run again in 2012.
You know, this
is my real sort of long shot prediction,
okay, go ahead.
Which is that she will run, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago on the show, that she'll run as sort of a Liebercrat independent, regardless of whether she gets the nomination.
I remember when you said that the first time, and it's also depressing, mm-hmm. and you would think, even though I think Americans are cynical now, you would think that people would care enough about their party and their country that they wouldn't want to do it that way. But it is plausible, and I heard that Bill now as far as in the rural areas of Indiana is the secret weapon that he's going out into the farmland. is anybody keeping an eye on him out there? How are you, dear? How you doing, honey? Yes, sirree. And what do you think about McCain using the C word?
Yeah, that was awesome, wasn't it? And then there was a guy who actually asked him about it in a town hall meeting, and he kind of said, I don't use that kind of language. And then everyone, what was great about that video clip is the shock horror of everybody in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
God.
Yes, they all use it. I'm trying to think if there's any other candidate that wouldn't use it. Who would use it the most, in your opinion, Bob? I mean, I'm not talking about President Ron Paul. See, I would say Ron Paul might be a guy that is so principled that maybe he doesn't
would
use
never
it.
Never use it, maybe.
You know, if you go down, and I'm talking about going way, way back, I'm trying to think. I'm thinking out loud now as far as the candidates that would use the C word more than anybody.
You know who was? Taft. Easily
swore like a sailor.
Where's my C word? Where's my bubble bath for my oversized claw bathtub?
Oh, Bob, what would be the odds that Hillary would pull out what's being called a nuclear option, and that is to try to force the Democratic National Committee to seat both Florida and Michigan, thereby giving her enough delegates to clinch the nomination?
I think that's close to the nuclear option. I mean, there was a big headline in the Huffington Post yesterday. It was calling that the nuclear option. I think that's the pre-nuclear option. Mm. I think the nuclear option is her running as an independent.
Stop saying that. You're giving her ideas.
Well, and then a lot, Congressman Clyburn was suggesting that later on in the week after we talked about it on the show.
But there's really, Bob, I don't see, there's no way she can do that. There's no, I mean, you are talking about somebody, if you're talking about the party establishment, you are talking about Hillary Clinton. She is not, I mean, Hillary going independent would be like saying F you to the entire Democratic Party, and I just think she's too connected in there. She's too connected to do that.
I think they're their own brand, though. I mean, they're the Clinton brand. I think they believe that they transcend the Democratic Party.
You sound like a Hillary hater, Bob Seska.
I'm not a big fan.
Now, why aren't you a big fan? Because really, look, at the end of the day, no matter what, if you're supporting either Obama or Clinton, and you hear that there was some statistic like 37% of Democrats say they will vote for McCain if their candidate does not win.
That's healthy.
That blows me away. And that's the stat that I think might be a BS statistic.
It really is.
They're mad right now, and they're partisan right now. But the fact is that at the end of the day, they will come behind whoever the nominee is.
You track someone down who's just walking into their polling station or just has just recently voted, of course they're going to say, I'm going to vote for McCain over this other guy. But I can't imagine any Hillary Clinton supporter, especially with her percentage of the female vote, instead voting for a guy who walked around and used the C word and called his wife a trollop in public, which is just...
You know Bill's used it.
Just like Taft.
You know that Bill... And but, you know what? And I'm going to go one nice step way. Further. Hillary has used... first of all, Barack in a nice way.
That's right.
I mean, like when he's talking dirty
right,
talk.
Yeah.
I also think that Hillary's used it to talk about
this.
Other women.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee this. If Hillary runs as an independent, that's going to be the name of her party.
The C party.
Yeah, and give me a badge for that.
It'll be C word O'Crat.
Now, what are you... Now, on a day like this, are you... Are you following polls? Are you watching any of these exit polls, or are you just like sitting there doing your cartoons?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to ignore as much as possible because it's the same thing each and every day. There's a primary. So what happens is there's a whole bunch of polls. People try to rationalize which polls are actually correct, mm-hmm. and then what happens is about sometime mid afternoon, the Clinton campaign leaks some sort of expectations thing to Drudge, and then Drudge has this thing saying, "Oh, it's going to be, you know, we're going to lose North Carolina." Big time, and then everyone sets their expectations across the cable media, and then so when she comes even closer, then I mean it's just this whole routine. It's the same thing happens each and every primary day.
See,
and
I don't
really, really try to avoid it.
I don't follow it. I don't watch it that closely, but I didn't know that there's a whole. So I know 2 p.m. Eastern seems mm-hmm. to be some sort of very important time with all the spinmeisters. That seems to be an important little bellwether as far as what they're watching as far as the way the election is progressing. Is that
right.
Why is it 2 p.m.? Why do they? Is that like when the grannies are done voting, or what?
That's
that
when they thaw Pat Buchanan from his cryo freeze chamber, I think.
That's another guy you like.
The studio.
Pat Buchanan is another guy. Pat or the race baiter, as you call Pat Buchanan.
That's right. Yeah, well, it's remarkable that they bring him on every time there's a conversation about race. A guy who's probably the most notorious racist on television right now.
Wow.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, he's just as well known for that as he is for his, you know, for his gestures and the fact that he ran for president that he ran for the Nixon White House. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely insane.
Does he use the C word?
We got a couple of calls. I have no idea why. Hold on just a second, Bob. Let me see what's going on here.
Sure.
Let's go to Greg in Martinez, California. Greg, are you waiting for something, or do you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I live in a town that's got an oil refinery. We have Shell Oil in town, and it's about a quarter to half a mile from where I live. Right across the street is an independent station that sells gas for $3.79, and the Shell stations are a good 10 or so cents per gallon above that.
Thanks so much. You see, Bob, let me explain.
Yeah.
Earlier on the program, we were actually trying to get cheap gas prices. Not only was that guy late calling from Martinez, California, but he was about 30 cents higher than the cheapest gas that we got today. And here's another one for you. Let's go. Bob, are you still in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
All right. Maybe let's see if we can get some gas prices in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Debbie, you're calling like a little late, but you've got a gas call for us.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope it's worth the wait, Debbie. What do you have for us?
Well, it's not the low prices. It would be on the high-end scale.
Oh. All right. What's the highest gas that we weren't asking for, Ms. Positive? Hey, you know, as a matter of fact, after that, I'll put you on hold, and you can chat with Beth Ann McBride.
Okay.
I wonder if Debbie's gas station sells cigarettes.
I'm nobody to talk about that.
Hey, thanks, Rob.
Debbie, what's the most expensive you've seen? And I hope it's really, like, outrageous, because otherwise I'll be very disappointed.
Yeah, well, there's three stations in the little town where I live, and the highest price is about $4.15, and the lowest at the independent station is $3.99.
$4.15?
Wow. Yeah.
What town is this again?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm in Colfax, California. It's about halfway between Sacramento and Lake Tahoe, up in the Sierra.
Pay for the location, I guess.
Man, I tell you, well, you know what they're saying. I mean, $5, $6 by summertime. Speaking of that, this is another political question. That's the big deal. Mm-hmm. Will the whole thing with Hillary propose the little gas tax holiday. Now, you mentioned backlash about Reverend Wright.
Mm-hmm.
I, for one, am going to watch. I don't think it'll happen. I'd love to see it happen, that there might be a little backlash about this gas holiday and people just aren't buying it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think only 13% of people in a recent poll, I think it was a New York Times poll perhaps, and they found that 13% of the people surveyed found that it was actually a serious thing and believed that, yeah, this will really work. And my guess is that's about the same number as believe that Barack Obama is a Muslim.
Okay.
That's right. It's about, you know, there's going to be that percentage of people who are just going to believe anything.
Bob, this is the way I would see it. If I was in Indiana or North Carolina, I'm a voter, and I'm hearing this about the gas tax holiday, and I hear the first thing, and I've got a big SUV out in the driveway, and the news comes on and says, Hillary is proposing this, John McCain's going along with it, and Barack Obama's against it. I get all excited. I'm like, oh, you know, maybe he is elitist. He doesn't want to go with this guy. Then, in the next report, I see that it's going to save me a total of about $28 for the entire summer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's really going to. And then maybe it's not going to save me anything, and that the oil companies are going to reap the rewards of this. Then I get pissed off. This is playing with fire, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Any candidate getting involved with this during these times, because these are volatile times, and do you think that we might have some sort of severe backlash, which is, I think, a possibility with Indiana and North Carolina tonight?
I think we're going to see a lot of our superdelegate backlash. I mean, that's what's going to happen, I believe, through the next several weeks, where more and more superdelegates are going to fall in line behind Obama.
Okay.
And that's primarily, I think, because the Clinton campaign has run such a disgusting organization for the last couple of months.
He's not opinionated, is he?
Not biased at all.
And furthermore, Barack released today, or said in a press conference yesterday, that this similar plan was presented to Clinton when he was president.
It's true. I heard that today.
And he said, no, I don't think it's going to work.
But you know what, Rob? I think Hillary's got something to say to Bob Sesler.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
Yeah.
Bob,
look, there's not a single economist who agrees with this.
Right.
And then Hillary's on this week on Sunday with George Stephanopoulos saying that she's not going to put her lot in with the economists. And then I think it was Bob Menendez saying just yesterday that we're not going to listen to what the economists have to say. Why would any economist have anything to do with public policy?
Bob, do you have a beard now?
No, actually, you know what? I just shaved.
Oh, you just shaved it off.
Okay. Damn it.
Are you getting laid on a regular basis?
No comment.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we can help that. It's a national radio show. Let's, Bob, believe it or not, we have some questions from our listening audience for you.
About your beard.
I question their judgment, but let's go here right now. Mike in Montgomery County. Mike, you've got a question for Bob Seska.
Yeah, I got a question. I was just wondering, what do you think about if Hillary doesn't get the nomination? She said she has a prize. What if she went for a House of Representatives seat somewhere and then challenged Nancy Pelosi for the Speaker of the House position so she could have her agenda in the forefront for the next 4 years against McCain?
You mean so she gives up her Senate seat, she runs for Congress just so maybe she can get elected Speaker of the House?
Exactly.
No.
That is...
No, I don't think that's
question. Speaker of the House is largely based on seniority.
And it may be that... Well, you have to get elected, though. I mean, it's kind of a... It's a little political infighting when you do that.
Yeah, but to even get too close to being elected, it's a seniority position in many ways.
I don't know.
Maybe you guys could actually quit your show and go and get a college show and go over George Mason.
That's our plan.
Let's go to Harry in Wichita. That's the same direction that guy was going in.
Exactly.
Harry, you have a question for Bob Seska.
Yeah. Hi, Mike and crew. Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
What's your opinion about this scumbag Limbaugh and his Operation Chaos?
Okay, let me. Before Bob answers that, let me give a little idea to the listeners what's going on. And the way I read about this is that they're trying to sabotage the election for Obama so that Hillary will be the candidate. Is that what you hear about this, Bob?
Yeah. That's what they're trying to do. And honestly, I believe a lot of that's happening in Indiana, and I think it's happened elsewhere. I don't know that it's been enough to actually significantly change the vote.
No.
I know there are a lot of people who love that idiot, but I don't know that they're going to actually go through the whole trouble of changing. I mean, it's a pain in the ass to change your voter registration. I can't imagine someone doing it for fun. And
we will be doing that on this show, but we'll be doing it in the general election for Nader. And we will not be advocating any particular candidate. We're just mischief makers.
Exactly.
Right. Little mischief makers. That's what we're doing.
To the C-wordocrat party.
The C-word. We've got a question from Reno. This is Eric. Eric, you're on with Bob Seska from the Huffington Post.
Hey, if Hillary comes in second, do we put her down like 8 Bell the horse? She's in a man's race.
No, that's not going to. Bob, I will answer this one. That will not happen because Hillary could never break her ankles.
We don't have that technology.
It's totally impossible for that to happen.
Hey,
listen, Bob, we're all going to be watching it tonight, and we're all very excited. And, of course, we will be talking to you again as this election season unfolds. And I'd like to, next time we get you on the show, Bob, investigate this whole getting laid question a little bit.
Oh, I get laid plenty.
Is he a married man, Buzz?
I don't know if he's technically married. I know he has a lady.
Yes, sir. No, I am married.
Is her name Ariana?
I call her the C word on a regular basis.
Do you get a chance
to... that's the problem.
You know, you work for the Huffington Post. You get to see Ariana on a regular basis?
I don't. And you know what? We've only chatted on the phone once. And, wow. And it's a crazy story. I made a joke about the movie Lucky Number 11.
Yeah, okay.
In a blog post one time, I said that the president's favorite movie was Lucky Number 11 because he likes to walk around pronouncing the word Slevin. And I get a call from Ariana the next day saying that she just got a call from Bruce Willis.
That's funny, Bob.
Asking if the president's favorite movie really was Slevin. So.
And then you were in like Flynn, right? It was
yeah,
fine
it was
after
awesome.
That. Well, give her our best. Tell Ariana we'd love to have her on the show sometime.
Will do.
All right. Thanks, Bob Seska.
Thank you.
That's Bob Seska from the Huffington Post.
Bobby.
I'm not sure why she hired him after that particular little joke about Lucky
because
Number 7.
Bruce Willis liked it.
Oh, that's right. Willis yeah. dug it.
And trust me, I know Bob. He's getting laid.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
He's a super stud?
Always has been.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He was in your news cubicle.
I trained him well.
Many, many years. Yeah. All right, let me...
Should have trained him to tell jokes.
Listen, we're going to try something very special now. We're going to slow things down. We've talked politics. We've had a lot of fun on the show.
Whew.
But I really think it's time to do some good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to debut a new feature on the Mike O'Mara program today.
Good.
Look, with the recession, with gas prices, with the election, everybody's talking about all their problems and everything going on. But the fact is that we know that you need help. And that's why I'm here right now for you. This is something I've always wanted to do on the radio, and it's something that a lot of you might not realize that I am qualified to do this because, Buzz, you can testify to the fact that over the years, even with my raspy little voice, I have done a tremendous amount of counseling.
I have seen you help person after person after person. I think it's about time that you shared this talent, this ability with the rest of the world.
Before I got involved with radio, I spent a great deal of time on the side really supplementing my income by counseling people with various problems.
People don't know that, but it's true.
Whether it be marital, personal, you know, not necessarily money because I'm not a financial expert.
Understood.
But, Buzz actually summed it up when it came down to the way I would help people. You know, I don't judge people.
That's the thing with Mike. He doesn't judge.
And I guess I can mention the fact that for this particular segment on the program, you know, you can refer to me just to make it separate from the regular show
yes.
as Dr. Mike.
That's
and,
right.
That's
oh,
yes. it's the
something
ask-
else people don't know because
right.
it's almost time to talk to Dr. Mike.
Talk to me, yes.
Because Dr. Mike doesn't judge.
The phone numbers are 877-365-3636 and 877-365-3636. I will not judge you.
That's right.
I simply ask for your questions. And that's what we're here to do on the show. We're here to help
you. Talk to Dr. Mike.
And who are you?
I'm Dr. Mike.
Okay.
And I won't judge.
He doesn't
no,
judge.
It's not what I'm about, Rob.
I understand.
So call us right now, 877-365-3636. If anything's bothering you.
That's right.
Something's on your mind. You're struggling with an issue that's
troubled.
Weighing heavy on you.
You're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
You're an open wound. Those are the kind of people we want to hear from.
That's right. That's right.
I'm
don't
here to
be
help.
Afraid. Don't be afraid of being judged.
And what is the reason they want to talk to me?
Because Dr. Mike...
What?
Dr. Mike doesn't judge.
Dr. Mike doesn't judge.
That's right.
We'll get this party started right after this commercial break.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.